We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Elliot Stewart Parks is our Eagles reporter for 94WIP.com and 94WIP, and of course the Go Birds podcast, which I'm sure will be doing an emergency podcast if they already didn't. What's up, Elliot?
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
Well, you know, Carson Wentz got traded. What's going on, man?
You know, I got to say, I'm feeling a little nostalgic and sad that me and Ike won't be arguing about Carson anymore. You know, those Football Fridays arguments are some of my favorites. So that's definitely a sad part of it.
But he's still going to be playing in the league, Elliot. You guys can still argue.
We'll save it, Elliot, for Sundays at the link or whenever we're in the press box. You know, we'll still do what we do.
Good. All right, good stuff.
All right, so first things first, we agree that based on the situation of the season for Wentz last year, the contractual situation, the fact that the Colts were really the only team that was interested, Howie Roseman did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think he did a great job. I mean, I think that if you would have told me a few days ago they were going to get a first and a third round pick, and I know that the first round pick is conditional, but if they were going to get that for Carson, I think we all would agree it's a very good return. And the thing I would say is if it does remain a second round pick, let's say he doesn't play 75% of the snaps or they don't make the playoffs, right? Then he wasn't worth a second round pick either. So I think that a year from now, when the season's over, we'll look back and say they got very, very good value in the Carson Wentz trade, especially as you mentioned, considering the situation they were in.
Yeah, if you get a second, you're right. It almost like vindicates the trade. This is why we were trading him. He's not reliable. He's not good. He's injury prone or whatever else. And Elliot, I'm glad that the conditional first rounder is in 2022. You find out about Jalen Hurts this year, and I know you're going to push the Eagles are looking at a quarterback, but you find out what Jalen Hurts looks like this year, then you have added ammunition if you want to try to trade up and get a quarterback next year.
Yeah, and also, I mean, the Colts pick this year was 21. Look, they could definitely be better with Carson Wentz next year. It's certainly possible, but, you know, it's tough to make the playoffs in the NFL. Things happen. It's even tougher to win a playoff game, so I would say chances are their first-round pick is not higher than 21 next year. So I like the idea of rolling the dice on that. And, you know, when the Eagles traded Sam Bradford, and I'm not comparing Wentz to Bradford, but when they traded Bradford to the Vikings, everybody said, well, the Vikings are going to be really good, and now they got Bradford, so that pick's going to be late. Well, it ended up being number 14 overall. So I think there's some real upside value in getting it in 2022 and tying it to how the Colts could be.
Yeah, but ultimately, Elliot, you and I both know this is going to hinge on what they do with the draft capital. I mean, and that's really what it's going to boil down to, is what do the Eagles do moving forward to build this team. So I'm just wondering your feeling on the Eagles going forward. It's going to be a lot of discussion around Jalen Hurts and whether or not he's the guy. Already reports are out there that he's not going to be handed the job. What do you see the Eagles doing moving forward to add a little bit of competition there for Jalen Hurts at that position?
So I think Eagles fans should feel really encouraged and excited about where the team is heading. And I would encourage them not to pay too much attention or to tie the Wentz trade into how he does in Indianapolis. Because the reality is he was not going to succeed here. There's a reason he's being traded, right? Like, he could go somewhere else and succeed. I think it's possible that he'll play better with the Colts than he did with the Eagles. I think that's certainly possible. Doesn't mean he was going to do it here. I think from the Eagles' perspective, trading Carson, it allows him to finally set the reset button that they've needed to set. I think it removes a lot of tension from that building. I think it removes and changes expectations in some ways. I think it gives everybody a breath of fresh air. And let's be real, the last time that Howie Roseman was tasked with rebuilding, they won a Super Bowl 2 years later. I don't know if that's what's going to happen, but they know how to rebuild. I do think the franchise knows what they're doing. In terms of the quarterback position, I think they should probably stick with Jalen for a year. But they're certainly going to explore quarterback at number six. I think whenever you're that high up in the draft, you have an obligation. So,
Should an Eagle fan be like happy today, Elliot? Like you seem pretty positive on the possibilities of the Eagles rebuilding.
Yeah, look, when I say an Eagles fan should be happy, I don't mean that as a slight on Carson. I think Carson should be happy. I think this could end up being a win-win for both sides. But we've all seen this team the past 2 years. We know how ugly it was. We know how tense it was. We know what a hot topic Carson was, how much he, not by his own intentions, but how much he kind of dominated the topics around this team, how much even inside the Novacare, he was such an overwhelming force. I really think that it's just healthy for this team to move on from Carson Wentz. And when you can do that while getting what's probably going to be a first-round pick and a third-round pick, you have an exciting quarterback in Jalen Hurts. And, you know, everyone's talking about the Colts like they're some phenomenal franchise. They've won one playoff game the last 4 years. So right. I don't even think you could say the Colts' future is that much brighter than the Eagles. So I think the Eagles fans should feel good about today.
And, I mean, Elliot, honestly, with Carson, I'm not looking at it like, oh, we're going to rue the day we traded Carson Wentz. I'm glad it's over. I don't feel great about the Eagles organization. This is independent of Carson Wentz. They have to actually find out if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback, or they have to find a quarterback. We know that's difficult, but I don't look at it like Indianapolis went to the playoffs last year. So Carson Wentz just can't go to Indianapolis and they make the playoffs. They actually have to make some progress in the playoffs. So, but listen, he's set up to do well. I agree with you that I think it's a win for him because he's going to a spot. Everybody knows Frank Reich and the weapons they have, and they'll run the football. They're not going to try to throw it, but let's see. Carson Wentz now has to make this work. And Elliot, here's the other thing. We're going to react to whatever happens next year, but this just isn't about next year. This is about the year after that and the year after that, because the Eagles have to build too. So just Carson Wentz going to the playoffs next year. Everybody's going to try to score it as a win and the Eagles suck. Let's see what happens after that.
I agree. And I think, but by trading Carson, you're allowing that to happen. If Carson would have came back, there would have been pressure for him to make the playoffs. There would have been pressure for him to win the playoff game. And let's be real, by the time September comes around, I'm sure everyone's going to, you know, be hoping that they'll make the playoffs and win a playoff game, and there will be pressure on Jalen Hurts. I just think the situation with Carson was so ugly and so bad that if you're able to get out of that and recoup the draft value that they did, I think it's a clear win for the Eagles.
Yeah, I know that's the way it's being painted right now, ESP. But I don't think that was ever the intentions. And if you believe some of the reports, this isn't a trade that the Eagles were looking to make. So you're sitting here painting this picture as if, you know, Wentz being gone is a plus for the Eagles, as if that's something they realized and they were pushing this trade. Which is it? Was it Wentz forcing the trade and the Eagles wanted him here? Or the Eagles should be celebrating because Wentz was such a tyrant and it was bad for chemistry and aura and everything else down there that they should be happy he's out of the building. They were looking to get rid of him. Like I'm confused as to which force was driving this. Is it the Eagles driving it? Or is it Wentz driving it?
So I think it was, as much as I want it to be clear cut, I do think it's a little bit of both. I think Carson started this. I think if in January Carson said he wanted to be back, I think Carson's probably back. I don't think the Eagles would have moved on from Carson against his will, right? Mm-hmm. But I do think Carson wanting out, the Eagles probably, you didn't have to twist their arm too hard. Because just let's look at where this franchise is, right? They need to rebuild. I think even in a world where Carson wanted to be back, there was some logic to moving him now because you had to rebuild and the situation was ugly. So I think that if Carson was all in on being an Eagle and he wanted to remain here, he would probably be here. But I think the fact that he wanted out, the Eagles also realized that it's a bad situation and trading him was what is best for the franchise.
Yeah. Just seems like you're trying to place this on Wentz when really a lot of this ended up where it ended up because of what the Eagles put in place.
Yeah, absolutely. The Eagles hold blame for getting to this, right? It's an organizational failure that it came to trading Carson. Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, to a certain degree Doug Peterson, but I would blame Howie and Lurie more. But the fact it got to this point is the Eagles' fault. But also, Carson didn't play well in 2020.
I agree.
Carson's the one that won it out. So that's why I think ultimately, even though the Eagles made mistakes to get to this point, Carson was the one that won it out. It wasn't the Eagles' idea to trade Carson. So I think when you have a quarterback that's at an all-time low in terms of his value and you're able to turn it into that, I think that's a good thing. And the last thing I'll say about the overall positive vibe, I guess you feel that I have, is I just don't think it was going to work between Carson and the Eagles. So no matter what happens to get to that divorce, the fact that they can both move on, I just think it's healthy, and I think it makes the future brighter than trying to drag further in this relationship that wasn't working.
Well, I think we all agree with that.
Yeah, most of us do. Elliot, thanks, brother. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you soon.
All right.
There he is, Elliot Shore Parks.
Yeah, see, I think the thing that's going to always stick with some Eagles fans, and I think rightfully so, is could this have been avoided?
Oh, of course it could have been.
So that's what Eagles fans are going to always go back to. Like, why did it have to get to this? That's why people still talk about the T.O. Donovan thing. We all know it had to end once T.O. went ballistic.
Yeah, there was no going back
after
that.
Yeah, we knew it was no going back after that. But everybody goes back to, well, why did it even get to that point? Had they had done this, then it would have never gotten to this point. And that's kind of the way I feel about this situation.
Right, yeah.
Like, had they not have done this, if you go off the end of the 2019 season where it seemed as if Carson had put to bed these doubters, these questions in the locker room, whose team it was, he had won over his teammates, he had lifted them up, carried them to the playoffs. Sure, he went out on a shield with an illegal hit to the back of the head, but the majority feeling around him was positive, and that he had gotten his locker room back. And then it was going to be his team moving forward. Something changed in there somewhere, man, that led them to falling in love with Jalen Hurts at the Senior Bowl. Something happened. Something happened. I don't know if we'll ever know what it was, but from the way that this dude ended up playing the 2019 season, where he was being praised by Doug, by everyone else on that team, except for the injured malcontent who wasn't playing at the time. His season was over with. Everybody else was on board. Young guys, Mal Sanders, Greg Ward, all of them. All of them. They beat the Cowboys in that big game to win the NFC East. We listened and watched All or Nothing or whatever, All Access, whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, what was that?
And everybody was glowing about the guy. And it changed somehow.
Yeah.
Something changed.
Yep, something happened for sure.
And I don't know what it was. And then to go out there and take a quarterback in the second round and then we couldn't take the chance of passing up on Russell Wilson again. What? Just like T.O. was sitting at home listening to Donovan say, we don't need T.O. to win. We've won in the playoffs before he was here. We can get to the Super Bowl without him. He's sitting at home listening to that. How do you think he felt? Winston's sitting at home listening to, what? They just drafted the next Russell Wilson.
But ultimately, the bad year and then the benching, because he would have gotten over that.
Exactly. You can have a bad – you can explain a bad year.
Yep.
You can explain a bad year. I just don't understand how it was allowed to get to this point, to where all of a sudden you can't get this dude out of the building fast enough. He doesn't want to be here.
Man, like, it happened quick, too.
And it wasn't like that at the end of the 2019 season.
No, I really think you said it best, that he – it was like he stayed healthy. Guys rallied behind him. He went on that run at the end of the year. He proved that he was clutch. Like, a lot of the issues that I have with Carson Wentz, they were answered right there at the end of 2019, and then they drafted a quarterback. What were you saying, Jack?
Well, I said that's what would worry me about drafting another quarterback high, because I'm not sure this franchise is capable of handling a franchise quarterback. Like, they just – what Ike just laid out just opened my eyes more to it, because they had a franchise quarterback. They just paid him. They believed in him. And they drafted a guy in the second round because they said they couldn't pass up the opportunity to draft Russell Wilson. Like, what happens if they draft another quarterback at number six, or if they try to trade up for a guy? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that they can handle actually having a franchise quarterback.
Well, we can't win without one.
Yeah, I don't.
I know, but we did, technically.
Yeah,
I mean,
technically
I know.
We did, yes.
Jack, I would agree that –
I'll sue before Nick Foles is back here.
Oh, man. Next year.
If Nick Foles is back here in 2022.
Next year.
What's the chances of him being back here as our
starter? What are the chances in 2026 when Carson comes here that it's Carson Foles?
Versus Foles.
Yeah, none. But by the way, I mean, Jack, you're right, and it almost would take the perfect quarterback that could handle everything, right? That would be able to handle the nonsense that you have to deal with in the front office and everything. Yeah, I mean, listen, Donovan did a good job of dealing with everything that they threw at him for a while. Well, but to me, now it's crystal clear, and now the focus should be on one person and one person only, Howie Roseman. Right, like he's the GM.
That's where the attention goes to.
We should be paying attention to Jeffrey Lurie too, because I believe that he's complicit with a lot of this stuff too. Right, like he's running the show. He's hands on. So Jeffrey Lurie and Howie, like, all right, Howie, you got to draft people now. We can be happy that this soap opera's over. Right, so that's fine. If you're a Wentz hater, be happy that he's gone. Now take a good look at your football team. Take a look at what your football team is right now. Look at the players on the team. Look at the talent on both sides of the ball. Look at your cap situation. Right, like you'd be happy for a half a second. Then reality sets in. Your football team sucks. And I know Elliot said that Howie's built this team before. Baloney. He's built this team before. Baloney. You're in a bad cap spot. You have an old team. You have a team that doesn't have a lot of talent, and you don't even know if you have a quarterback or not. Right. Good luck with this. So Howie.
Or how about the coach?
Dude, and that's even a whole different.
Yeah, we don't
situation.
Even discuss the coach.
That's a whole different. And by the way, you're putting him in a pretty tough spot.
Yes.
To start with a coaching staff that average age is under 40, like you serious? This is what you're going to do? This looks like it's going to work. Everything's fine. We won a Super Bowl in 2017. Don't question us. Like, are you crazy? It's amazing that it's gotten this bad so fast. The quarterback's gone. The coach is gone. Super Bowl winning players are gone. The coach, when does a coach get fired at 3 years after winning a Super Bowl? When does a quarterback get traded 20 months after he signs a $109 million guaranteed contract? Never. Howie's breaking records here. Oh, my God. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron's in Mount Airy. Aaron, go ahead. How are you? Aaron, go ahead. What's up?
What's up, fellas?
Yo.
Yo, what up, eh?
What's going on? You know what? Like, I'm happy for Carson. I'm very happy for Carson. He's going to a place that I believe I think he would succeed in a lot of places. He just couldn't succeed here. And like I've been saying, like a lot of people have been saying, just because Carson is gone does not mean the Eagles are fixed. Does not mean the Eagles are fixed. And Ellie would just say that it was like a cloud over the Eagles with Carson Wentz. Now, that cloud is going to go with Jalen Hurts. Like, whoever the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles are, it's going to be a cloud here based on his play. If he struggles, it's going to be negative talk about Jalen Hurts. That's just what happens with quarterbacks in the NFL, such as the Eagles.
Yep.
So everything's not going to be peachy clean with Carson Wentz gone and Jalen Hurts here. We're going to do this all over again with Jalen Hurts or whoever starts, because now they're saying that he may be in the quarterback competition next year. Mm. So let's not forget that. But I forgot what I was going to say. But, man, where's I going with this?
That you was good with the move. You're good with the move.
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great with the move. I'm great with the move. I think we're going to definitely get a first round pick. He's going to play with the same percentage, 75%. That's made the playoffs.
Yep.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
So I'm great with the move. It was time to move on, so we can move on. But you know we're not going to move on. Like we're not going to move on. This is going. We're still going to talk about it. We're still going to talk about this up until the draft.
We still talk about Donovan.
Oh, yeah, we still talk about that. And that's where I'm going with this. We treat our quarterback in this city horribly. Some people say it's justified, but no. I don't believe it's justified. Marshall says sometimes the criticism is justified, some of it. But the overall criticism that is placed on these quarterbacks in Philly is totally unjustified.
It's tough.
You got to remember. And this is what I was saying with Chuck from our area. No, when Carson went, when something get going, he does not run. He tore his ACL, watched the backup quarterback win the Super Bowl. Did he run? No, he played behind a horrible offensive line. Did he run? No. He got crushed. Did he run? No. He just did not like the situation he was in anymore. And he had the right to not like the situation. We don't like the situation we're in. We leave. We break up with someone. We leave a job when we don't like the situation. He's not
But Aaron, thank you. But if you're the other side of the breakup, you don't necessarily like what's being done to you, and you don't like that person anymore. And I think that's where a lot of people are with Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. It's just like, was it really that bad? You think it was that bad? All right, you're breaking up with me. I mean, that's essentially what Carson did. I agree with Elliot in this respect that I don't think the Eagles anticipated that Carson Wentz was going to tell him I went out.
Well, they should have. That's the whole point. They should have. They know him so well. He's been here 5 years. If his personality is what everybody says it is, what type of reaction did they think they were going to get out of him?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yep. It's a good point. Matt in Pottstown. Matt.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Hey. Real quick, a little bit of a good segue from what you guys were talking about before about how this is going to linger like the T.O. Donovan. I agree with you 100%, especially if he goes there and has tremendous success. It's always going to come back to, did this have to happen? Why did it happen? How could it have been avoided? And I know Jack said a second ago that they can't handle a franchise quarterback. I agree, but it's not a they. It's a he. And now that the drama of this part is cleared, now the focus, like John just said, it goes solely on Howie. The spotlight is totally on Howie because it's Howie that can't handle the franchise quarterback. Everything that we have going wrong, with the exception of injuries, comes back to Howie. He is the ultimate problem of the Eagles situation right now, other than age and injury. Everything comes back to Howie. Now as we move forward, I can't say happy or sad because I think that's a loaded question. I'm okay. I'm satisfied. Right. Because I want him to, you know, the drama's done. I want to move forward as our franchise, as an Eagle fan, and I can do that with Jalen Hurts, and I'm satisfied with that. I'm happy with that. But now the big, you know, the elephant in the room becomes the draft again.
Yep.
Now, I don't think they go quarterback again. I don't think they even look offense necessarily. I'm going to stick with, I think they trade back a little bit into the 10 to 14 range. I think they're going to go defensive side of the ball. You're going to look at Caleb Farley or possibly a safety. And that's the way they're going to go. And I don't think they want to go draft again. It's going young around Jalen and the offense. We just talked about that average age. But I don't think they want raw. They want young but not raw around Jalen. They need some guys that have 3-4 years in the league, that have a little bit of sensibility about themselves, that can actually help him grow.
Sure.
You don't need another raw guy around him. So I don't think they're going offense with the wide receiver or anything like that. I think they've got to go defense. And Caleb Farley's not a bad pick, or Surtain. I think because like we said, we have so many holes. We have so many needs. You could throw a dart almost and how he can't screw this up. And I say that tongue-in-cheek because he's clearly can screw it up. He's done it in the past.
Right.
The last part I just want to, you know, touch on with the whole Eagles thing as we move forward again is the fact that you saw Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. You saw how bad the line is. Now, I wish Jalen Hurts all the best. But it doesn't matter who you line up back there. If we don't get that left tackle squared away, which I think they're going to do in free agency, if we don't secure what's going to happen with Jason Kelce, and you get a healthy right tackle back, it doesn't matter. Because everything starts and ends up front. Our running backs, everything else, that's all fine and dandy. But if you don't have an offensive line, you saw Patrick Mahomes throwing darts like a shortstop throwing to first base, and guys dropping him. He's running for his life back there. So, again, until we correct some of the other issues our organization has, primarily up front with that front line, the rest of it, I mean, it's just all talk. It's just all talk.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Yeah, the draft's going to be back, Ike. If you remember, after winning the Super Bowl, it was the first year ever we didn't obsess over the draft.
Oh, yeah, we're back. We're back to prospects.
We're back right where we were before.
We're back to mock drafts, yeah.
The regular norm, not the new norm.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is what we do. This is I mean, in all seriousness, this is one of the enjoyments we get out of being Eagles fans. We do enjoy the draft.
Oh, I love arguing about who to draft.
That's right.
And now you have a potential quarterback being taken at 6.
Right, yeah. Like we do like to argue over draft picks, especially if it's rare we get one up this high.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's really like all sorts of, like, I don't know what position isn't in play other than kicker or punter. Right? Like every other position is in play.
One thing that Matt said makes a lot of sense. Andy with Donovan brought in Tarrance Small and Charles Johnson just because he wanted to have some veteran wide receivers in there. And, I mean, as it's going, I mean, maybe the way they're constructing the coaching staff, maybe they don't give a damn. They're just going to throw all young guys out there and try to make it work. But it'd be smart to bring in like a Zach Pascal from the Colts that's familiar with Sirianni. If they brought in a veteran guy like that that's a possession receiver, a sure-handed too, I think that could work.
Yeah, I almost see
Rager might be a zero. Like, just so you know, with his injuries and just kind of how he scattered all over Twitter, I don't trust him. He could be a total zero.
And that's why I was see, part of me wanted to be like, you know what? He needs to grow with these young guys. You got Rager, you got Fogum, who we should see a lot more of this year. We still got Hightower, Laquez Watkins. All right, none of these young guys excite you. Greg Ward.
Right now, I just can't wait to get off this phone call.
215-592. I think
a Whiteside. No, Nobody.
Nope.
No.
215-592. I mean, Justin Jefferson, yeah. 215-592-9494.
Richard Rodgers?
Now we're talking. A Dallas Goedert, Dick Rodgers tandem. I'm in. 215-592-9494. But are we actually sure that Jalen Hurts is going to be the starter next year and that he's their guy? One report suggests otherwise. We'll tell you that coming up right after this. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, one of the things I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Now, it's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Now, these same game parlay bets, they involve player point totals, rebounds, assists. You can even bet the money line, over under, point spreads, all those things that can help you bring cash back to your side of things. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. You heard that right. Every day. And that's why I bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. My FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. Big game tonight, I believe, in Los Angeles. Brooklyn taking on Los Angeles, a potential NBA championship matchup later in the year. I think I like Los Angeles tonight. Brooklyn may be without their best player, or one of their best players, but I like Los Angeles tonight in this game. Now, so just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Hold on, did I say this line yet? FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. That's important. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and try same game parlay. Make sure you use promo code Ike at sign up. Again, that's promo code Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.